ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 द अपीयरेंस ऑफ डीमन वृत्रासुर टेक्स्ट 2 एंड 3 रिसाइट द वर्स नंबर 3 सैवहि ददौ भागम परोक्षम असुरान प्रति यजमानो बहद् भागम मातृस्नेहवशांनुगा सैवहि ददौ भागम परोक्षम असुरान प्रति यजमानो वहद्भागम मातृस्नेहवशानुगः मातृस्नेहवशानुगः। प्लीज रिसाइट। सैवहि ददौ भागम परोक्षम असुरान प्रति वशानुगः सैवहि ददौ भागम परोक्षम असुरान प्रति यजमानो बहद्भागम मातृस्नेहवशानुगः स हि विश्वरूपा एव इंडीड हि सर्टेनली ददौ ऑफर्ड भागम शेयर परोक्षम विदाउट द नॉलेज ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स असुरान द डीमंस प्रति अंतु यजमानः परफॉर्मिंग सैक्रिफाइस अबहत ऑफर्ड भागम शेयर मातृस्नेह बाय अफेक्शन फॉर हिज मदर बस अनुगा बींग कंपेल्ड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपादा। बिफोर आई रीड दिस ट्रांसलेशन लेट मी रीड द प्रीवियस ट्रांसलेशन द वर्स नंबर 2। ओ महाराज परीक्षित The demigods were related to Vishwarupa from his father's side, and therefore he visibly offered clarified butter in the fire while chanting mantras such as Indraya idam swaha, Agneya idam swaha. He loudly chanted these mantras and offered each of the demigods his proper share. This translation, although offering clarified butter in the sacrificial fire in the name of demigods, without the knowledge of the demigods, he also offered oblations to the demons because they were his relatives through his mother. Purport: because of Vishwarupa's affection for the families of the both the demigods and the demons, he appeased the Supreme Lord on behalf of both the dynasties. When he offered oblations in the fire on behalf of Asuras, he did so secretly without the knowledge of the demigods. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We had very nice auspicious day yesterday, Ram Navami. Hare Krishna. Is that audible? Okay. So, we had very wonderful celebration yesterday, Ram Navami. And today we are discussing about Vritrasura's appearance. You will never hear a title like appearance of a demon, right? We never say that. A demon is appearing. But here you see the appearance of the demon, Vritrasura. So this is something very... it must be very interesting. Otherwise, why the title would be the appearance of a demon, Vritrasura? We don't have a title even where we say the appearance of the demigod. We don't have such a title in the entire Bhagavatam. If Canto 1 to Canto 12, you go and search, you won't find the appearance of a demigod. But here, this is the appearance of demon Vritrasura. So what is the story? The story is, it is better to be burned as a demon if that is pleasing to Krishna. In a Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a song he said, Kita janma hau yatha tuadas bahir mukha brahma janme nahi asa. I will prefer to be burned as an insect, but if that is in the house of a devotee. But I hate to be burned as a Brahma if in that position I will have no attraction for Krishna. So this is the storyline today. And Bhagavatam, the second verse of Bhagavatam, the first verse of Bhagavatam is the definition of the absolute truth, right? Janmadi yasya ataha itaratas charthesu avijna swarat. So that's that particular thing is actually the definition of the absolute truth. Who is absolute truth? We are all seeking truth, but what is absolute truth? And the ultimate definition of the absolute truth is, of course, he is absolutely independent. That is avijna. Avijna is fully cognizant. But so also Lord Shiva is cognizant, Brahma is cognizant, Narada is cognizant, but they are not independent. Only Krishna is absolutely independent. Right? And the second verse is Dharmaha Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Nirma Saranam Satam. So Vyasadeva, the compiler of Bhagavatam, he emphatically is declaring, now I am now reciting Srimad Bhagavatam where all kinds of cheating, Kaitava. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating religions are rejected. Prajita. Religion, there are so many religions, We should respect our father, we should respect our brother, elder brother, elders. We should respect our teachers. We should respect our nation. You know, we should serve our nation, we should serve our family, we should serve our... You know, so many dharmas are there. Right? We should take care of so many things. But all kind of cheating religions must be rejected. Dharmaha prajita kaitavatra paramo nirma saranam satam. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are completely devoid of all kinds of envy. Nirmatsara. And what kind of envy they are freed from? Paramo is absolutely free from all kind of envy. Vedyam vastava matra vastu sivadam tapa trayan mulanam. So this particular dharma, Bhagavad dharma, is beyond the three modes of material nature. It is meant to relieve us from threefold miseries, because this dharma is a dharma of soul, dharma of Krishna, is a dharma of the absolute. So when we talk about a dharma that is meant for pleasing the hearts of those who are completely free from envy, how this topic can come where Vishwarupa, you know, he is going to offer oblations first in the name of demigods, then he is offering some oblations, blessing the demons, and then his three heads are cut off by Indra. And why such topics have to come up? Because already Chitraketu, who is a great devotee of Krishna, has been cursed. And he has been cursed none other than Mother Parvati. Lord Shiva was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in a great assembly in the Kailasa hill to foremost among the sages, including Narada and great personalities like him. And in that assembly, while Lord Shiva is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, Parvati, Mother Parvati, happened to sit on the lap of Lord Shiva. And Chitraketu noticed while he is flying in his airplane from the above. And unmotivated, unintentional joke Chitraketu makes, directed against Lord Shiva, you know. Kindly be little simple, you know, understand, you know, you should demonstrate some amount of etiquette. You know, this is such a great assembly. How you allow your wife to sit on your lap? So Lord Shiva heard that, smiled, and continued his Srimad Bhagavatam recitation. Whereas Parvati, she took the offense. Not only she took the offense, she took very seriously the offense. And cursed Chitraketu that you do not know who is my husband is. And hence I am cursing you. I curse you to become a demon. Because that is according to the concept of the demigod. To become a demon is the worst thing that can happen. You know, some days back in IIT Kanpur, I asked some of the boys, suppose you are told that you will become a rat, how would you feel? Right? And majority of the students, they said, oh, I am not feeling anything unfortunate going to happen because I'll become a rat. Right? And some of them said, oh, you know, you should have told something better, not rat. But majority, you know, they have no reaction that you will become a rat. You know, because we are so soaked into ignorance, we never contemplate the sufferings. You know, even in human form of life, sufferings are immense. Imagine the suffering in the form of a rat or a tree or other forms of living entities is innumerable. We don't actually contemplate on the suffering that we go through in any form of life. So people are, you know, they are insensitive if you tell like that. But imagine, you know, people like demigods. You know, Chitrakuta is one of the demigods. And he has been cursed that you become a demon. And that's very horrible. That's very ghastly form of curse. So immediately Chitraketu, he comes down. He got down from his airplane, came in front of Mother Parvati, offered his obeisances to the mother. He said, Mata, I accept your curse without any objection. And he immediately leaves the place. Because he wanted to pacify Mother Parvati. That I accept, yes, you have cursed me. And I accept your curse. And then Lord Shiva, after the Bhagavatam recitation is over, he chastises his wife Parvati. He explains to her the position of the devotees. And then he says, Narayana parasarve, this famous verse is there, Narayana parasarve, na kutaschana vibhyati, sarga pavarga narakesu, apitulyartha darsina. So he says, my dear Parvati, you can never frighten the devotees who have completely taken shelter of Narayana. You can never frighten them. Why? Because you send them either to Swarga, heavenly planets, Apavarga, liberate them, or Naraka, you send them to hell. Wherever you put them, they are always in Krishna consciousness. Wherever they are, they will be chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they will be always ready. They will be always ready to serve Krishna the way Krishna and his representative wants them to serve. So they don't really fear where they will be. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Kita Janma Hyuyatha. I welcome the birth of an insect, provided that is in the family of a devotee. So that is the way, you know, devotees, they act. They act. You know, you see the whole story here. It's very fascinating because, you know, Vritrasura not only was cursed, you know, when Vishwarupa will be killed, then further sacrifice, and again Indra will engage another sacrifice, and in that sacrifice comes out Vritrasura. As if his body is reaching the sky, he's so frightening. Indra and others are really frightened and they wanted help immediately. And this is the nature of the demigod. When they see any threat, they immediately go to Krishna and they pray to him. And now you see that it appears Krishna is colluding with the demigods to kill Vritrasura. See, here is Chitraketu. He is a pure devotee of Krishna. He has been cursed by Parvati. And Krishna is colluding with demigods
to kill Vritrasura. And how he is colluding? He is telling Indra, please go and beg Dadichi for his bone. And take that bone, make thunderbolt, make an astra. And that thunderbolt will certainly kill Vritrasura. But that time, Krishna tells to Indra, Indra, when you kill Vritrasura, Vritrasura will not become envious of you. Neither he will lament that you killed him. Okay? Because Vritrasura will be killed because of my own desire. My own potency is going to kill him. Neither you nor the Dadhiti's the bone will be actually instrumental, or they have the power to kill Vritrasura. He will be killed because of my invested potency. So this is the whole story of Vritrasura's appearance. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. So this is something, in our sampradaya, Gaudiya Madhava sampradaya, we have been taught at how to contemplate on our death. We are taught, actually, if we do not contemplate on death, one day death will devour you. Death will annihilate you. Just like, if we don't contemplate on the nature of fear, one day fear will grip us. So all seekers of truth, they see death and fear in a very close quarter. They don't, if you start fearing them, you will go away from the truth. Coming closer to truth means going away from death, conquering fear. That means there has to be a good amount of contemplation on this aspect of death or fear. We have one wonderful song in our Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He teaches us how to conquer death. Right? So what is actually death? If you look at, we are actually living in 8 different space. Right? Space, what is space? Space is that gives me some information, some identity, right? Some ability of cognition. So I have 5 elemental space: earth, water, air, fire, ether, and then 3 subtle form of space: mind, intelligence, and false ego. And my consciousness is completely absorbed in this 8 different kind of space. And normally the death that we talk about, normal death means annihilation of the first 5 elemental space: earth, water, air, fire, ether. When this 5 elemental space is annihilated, that is normal death. And then you have glorious death. What is that glorious death? Now all 8 space are annihilated. Soul is covered by this 8 different space. So not only earth, water, fire, ether, air, these 5 gross spaces are annihilated, but subtle spaces, mind, intelligence, and false ego, when they are annihilated, then that is called glorious death. Because that is the time I have become freed from not only gross body, but the subtle body. We have many, many wonderful instances of death. One, what is that
one glorious instance of death? Anybody would like to say? Bhishmadev. Yes, Bhishmadev is one glorious death. Haridas Thakur? Maharaj Parikshit. That is what is Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, when 12th canto comes, Sukadeva Goswami blesses Maharaj Parikshit and he says, O Raja, O King, you have conquered death. You have transported yourself to the pure conscious space. You are no more dwelling in this 8 ephemeral different form of space. You have transcended those 8 different spaces. You are now situated in conscious space. You are in pure platform. Takshaka will come, cannot touch you. He will touch your mortal body, but he cannot touch you. Raja, you are beyond fear. You are beyond death. This is glorious death. And Rudrasura will demonstrate. Can you imagine? You just make a thought experiment. You know, your enemy comes, and that enemy is being sent by, let us say you recognize Krishna has sent that enemy to kill you. And every day you are coming and sitting in front of Krishna Balaram, standing in front of him and offering your prayer, heartfelt prayer to Krishna Balaram. And you recognize suddenly your enemy has been sent by Krishna, right, to kill you. How do you actually react? Just imagine. And this is exactly the situation here. Vrutrasura, first of all, he has been cursed for very, you know, probably insignificant fault of him. And after that, Krishna is telling Indra, please go get the bone of Dadichi and make a astra and kill Vrutrasura. And that is why you see in Bhagavatam page, there are 4 chapters dedicated to the killing of Vrutrasura. Not one, it's 4 chapters. Just Vrutrasura. And one chapter is there, the glorious transcendental qualities of Vrutrasura. So they... how we devotees, you know, we can't really possibly go through the situation that Vrutrasura has gone. You know, it is, you know, particularly, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives us Amogha Astra. Being in Kali Yuga, this is from Saranagati. You know, for all your pleasure, please permit me to read this song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur with translation. And how we must face our death. Probably we will not be in that situation where we have in ISKCON movement, we have some devotees. You know, one particular devotee is a devotee from West Virginia, our temple. She went to African countries, priest, and she was killed, gunned down by the king of that particular, I think, Nigeria or so. So we have devotees, they have faced death while preaching Krishna consciousness. This is something, we must be proud of our movement. There are many, many devotees in Russia, they actually face death while propagating Krishna consciousness. We have a book called Salted Bread by Sarvabhavana Prabhu, where he and his group, how they, you know, courageously faced the wrath of the communist regime. So we have, it's not that we don't have, but probably this is not possible for all of us. But here is a simple formula that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives.
কৃষ্ণ নাম ধরে কত বল, বিষয় বাসনা নলে মোর চিত্ত সদা জ্বলে, রবিতপ্ত মরুভূমি সম কর্ণরন্ধ্র পথ দিয়া, হৃদি মাঝে প্রবেশিয়া বরিষয় সুধা অনুপমা। হাউ মচ পাওয়ার ডজ দি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ পজেস, মাই হার্ট কনস্ট্যান্টলি বার্নস ইন দ্য ফায়ার অফ ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার্স লাইক এ ডেজার্ট স্কর্চড বাই দি সান। দ্য হোলি নেম এন্টারিং উইদিন মাই হার্ট থ্রু দি হোলস অফ মাই ইয়ার্স সাওয়ার্স unparalleled nectar upon my soul. You see, we are burning in the forest fire of illusion, ignorance, all kind of forest fire, and holy name sours. If you know how to recite the holy name, it sours immortal nectar upon us. Then he says, হৃদয় হইতে বলে জিহ্বার অগ্রেতে চলে, শব্দরূপে নাচে অনুক্ষণ কণ্ঠ মোর ভঙ্গ স্বর, অঙ্গ কাম্পে থর থর স্থির হইতে নাপারে চরণ। দ্য হোলি নেম স্পিক্স ফ্রম মাই হার্ট, মুভস আপ টু দি টিপ অফ মাই টং অ্যান্ড কনস্ট্যান্টলি ড্যান্সেস on it in the form of a transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body violently trembles, my feet move uncontrollably. Today, just like when Janardan Maharaj was doing Guru Puja, I was seeing so many devotees were just dancing in ecstasy, right? চক্ষে ধারা দেহে ঘর্ম, পুলকিত সব চর্ম, বিবর্ণ হইল কলেবর, মূর্ছিত হইল মন, প্রলয়র আগমন ভাবে সর্ব দেহ জর জর। রিভার্স অফ টিয়ার্স ফ্লো ফ্রম মাই আইস, পারস্পিরেশনস পোর ফ্রম মাই বডি থ্রিলস উইথ র্যাপচার, causing my hair to stand on end, my skin to turn pale and discolored, my mind grows faint, I begin to experience devastation, pralayara agamana, my entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstasy. Kori eto upadrava chitte varse sudhadhara, sudhadrava মোরে ডারে প্রেমের সাগরে, কিছু না বুঝিতে দিল মোরে তো বাতুল কইল, মোর চিত্ত বিত্ত সব হরে। লিসন মাই ডিয়ার ডিভোটিস, প্লিজ লিসন দিস ট্রান্সলেশন। ওয়াইল কজিং সচ এন এক্সটেটিক ডিস্টার্বেন্স, দ্য হোলি নেম সাওয়ার্স লিকুইড নেক্টার অন মাই হার্ট অ্যান্ড ড্রাউন্স মি ইন দ্য ওশন of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything. Batulero praya. Batula means madness. For he has made me truly mad. He has stolen my heart and all my wealth. Loinu asraya jara, heno bevahara tara. I have taken the holy shelter of the holy name, and this is how the holy name is treating me. Barnite napariye sakal, I am not able to describe it. Krishna namo ichchamoy, the name of Krishna is supremely independent. Jahe jahe sukhi hoy, it is his prerogative how to make me happy. I cannot ask him how to make me happy. সেই মোর সুখের সম্বল, দি হোলি নেম ইজ ওনলি মাই শেল্টার, ইট ইজ ওনলি মাই অপুলেন্স, ইট ইজ ওনলি মাই শেল্টার টু মেক মি হ্যাপি। প্রেমর কলিকা নাম অদ্ভুত রসের ধাম, হেন বল কর এ প্রকাশ, ईशत विकसी पुनः देखाय निज रूप गुण चित्त हरि लया कृष्ण पास. द होली नेम इज द बड ऑफ द फ्लावर ऑफ डिवाइन लव, द अबोड ऑफ डिवोशन्स वंडरफुल मेलोज. सच इज द पावर दैट ही मैनिफेस्ट, दैट ऑल्दो ही डिस्प्लेज हिज पावर ओनली स्लाइटली वेरी लिटिल, ही रिवील्स हिज ओन डिवाइन फॉर्म एंड क्वालिटीज, स्टिल्स माई हार्ट एंड टेक्स इट टू कृष्णा. प्रेमर कलिका नाम सॉरी पूर्ण विकसित होया ब्रजे मोर जाए लोया देखाय मोर स्वरूप विलास मोर सिद्ध देह दिया कृष्ण पासे राख गिया ए देहर करे सर्वनाश. बींग फुली मैनिफेस्ट द होली नेम ऑफ होली नेम टेक्स मी टू ब्रज रिवील्स टू मी हिज ओन लव डालियंस. He gives to me my own divine, eternal body, keeps me near Krishna and completely destroys this mortal frame of mine. E dehara kore sarvanas. You know, jnanis, they really work very hard and slowly, slowly they burn one space after another space. They actually do it. The Gyanis, they bring out the fire and burn the space of earth, the space of air, the space of fire. It's very difficult. Yogis do it. Very difficult. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us very beautiful astra to us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Radhar Bhave Ebe, Gora Avatar, Hare Krishna Nama Gaura, Korila Prachar. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, He is Krishna Himself. And He is preaching the glories of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to liberate all conditioned souls, including Sthavara Jangama, moving, non-moving. Everyone he wants to deliver by giving this holy name. And this holy name can destroy all the 8 very complex space that has captured us from time immemorial. कृष्ण नाम चिंतामणि अखिल रसेर खणी नित्यमुक्त शुद्ध रसमय नामेर बलाई जत सबलय हई हत तबे मोर सुखेर उदय. नेम ऑफ कृष्णा इज टचस्टोन चिंतामणि ए माइन ऑफ ऑल डिवोशनल मेलोज इटर्नली लिबरेटेड द एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ प्योर रसा. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. So, probably this is what we should look forward when we contemplate on death. Death is very scary, whether you have contemplated or not, but I have gone through this kind of experience by probably Krishna's arrangement, is very scary. When that thought comes that you will no more be in this particular body, you will no more be connected to what you are actually feeling connected, where you will be? Where you will be actually? What you will do? Is very scary. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visame bhavam budhau कृपया तव पाद पंकज स्थित धूलि सदृशम विचिंतया. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट, वी डोंट नो, बिकॉज दिस इज अ फिनोमेनल वर्ल्ड. इन दिस फिनोमेनल वर्ल्ड वी आर प्लेस्ड टू गेट इल्यूजरी एक्सपीरियंसेस, ऑल काइंड ऑफ इल्यूजरी एक्सपीरियंसेस वी आर गोइंग थ्रू थ्रू मिलियंस ऑफ स्पेसिस. द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ एन इंसेक्ट, experience of a plant, experience of a reptile, experience of varieties of living entities, including of a king, sweeper, and what not. And still, we are still not educated, we are still not awakened to get back to our original consciousness, and that is Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the famous conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking question and Ramananda Rai is answering. And Ramananda Rai is saying, "My dear Lord, you are making me to answer. It is you who are answering." So Krishna is asking question and Krishna is answering. This is called, we become the instrument of Krishna. Krishna does everything. Actually, Krishna does everything. Our only role is to become his instrument and take credit. Just like he told Arjun, "The Mahabharata battle is over. I have already killed all these people. You become the instrument and take the credit. I do everything, you don't do anything." And this is how actually. And there, Rai Ramanand is actually telling that we cannot worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna unless we attain our Siddha Deha, the spiritual body. Not only we attain spiritual body, we must be purified in that spiritual body further to the training of Krishna's confidential servitors. Then only we become eligible to worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Then how we are worshipping Radha and Krishna here? This is a question. We are not actually worshipping. It is Srila Prabhupada who is worshipping. We are simply his extended hands and legs. The Acharya, they worship. We are only his instrument. So we, when we go to the altar, we don't go. Prabhupada is there. We are his instrument. And we worship. Whatever we do, as a movement we are preaching, Prabhupada is doing the preaching. We are simply there as his tiny instrument. We are just one hand. Prabhupada can have millions of hands. And we are just one tiny little finger probably. Or little dust of Prabhupada. And that is how we are supposed to assist Prabhupada. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fifth chapter of Adilila, you know, every chapter, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami composes, every chapter, first verse, is a special prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, every chapter he starts with a special formulation of a praise for Lord Chaitanya. And fifth chapter of Adilila, he makes a very nice prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every chapter he makes a nice prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this particular fifth chapter he says, "Kathanchana sprute yasmin, kathanchana sprute yasmin, duskaram sukaram bhavet. Duskaram sukaram bhavet. Vismrute viparitam syat. Visprute viparitam syat. Sri Chaitanyam namamitam. Sri Chaitanyam namamitam." Very beautiful verse he is praying. He is composing to glorify Lord Chaitanya. Because there is nothing for us except the Krupa of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we do not have that feeling, being the family, being the part of extended family of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our life is useless. So he is saying that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose simply remembering him, by his mere remembrance, duskaram sukaram bhavet, any difficult task will become very simple. Very simple. But if we forget his mercy, if we forget his krupa, then even the sukaram, that which is most difficult, becomes, that which is very simple becomes very difficult. So So I offer my humble obeisances again and again to the lotus feet of that merciful Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a prayer of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And before he writes every chapter, he composes a very nice prayer glorifying different qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purport, in one of the lecture, particularly one of the lecture, he is trying to explain the Guru Tattva. And there he says, Guru doesn't have his own mercy, but Guru is constantly in touch with Krishna, and he receives his mercy, and he brings that mercy and distributes that mercy upon the fallen conditioned souls. But finally, there is only one mercy, that is Krishna Krupa. So Guru and Krishna both delivers Krishna Krupa only. And for us, this is Gaura Krupa. And that is how we are. Like Sri Sampradaya, we have a nice Vaishnava sect. For them, Vishnu Purana is their heart and soul. Right? And similarly, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to accept Bhagavat Purana as our heart and soul. Why we read Bhagavat Purana? Why we recite Bhagavatam every day in our temples, in our any institute? It is because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told so, that Bhagavat Purana must be our life and soul. It is His mercy. He has instructed us. And that is why we are reading Bhagavat Purana every day. Every moment we should be bathing in the nectar of Bhagavat Purana. And that is Gaura mercy, Gaura Krupa. We must know how Gaura Krupa is being distributed, how that mercy is coming, in what form it can be distributed. And we must know the nuances of Gaura Krupa and become very faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki. Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.